Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's time for Barbecue Nation with JT. So fire up your grill, light the charcoal, and get your smoker cooking. Now, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in Portland, here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation. That's the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with my second in command, producer Dave and Commander Chris. Actually, we call him Camaro Dave, but when he gets in that Camaro, we never know where the hell he's going to go. Anyway, we're coming to you from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. And we'd like to welcome all of our affiliates on the Barbecue Nation and Envision Radio Networks. We appreciate you letting us into your life for a couple hours on the weekend. This segment is Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef the way nature intended it. For more information, you can go to PaintedHillsBeef.com. My guest today is Kel Phelps from the National Barbecue News. Kel did not start out in life wanting to be a publisher of a barbecue news magazine, but that's where he is right now, and it's kind of an interesting story. So I want to welcome my friend Kel Phelps to the show.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Always honored to hang out with the Barbecue Nation for sure, brother.
No problem. We love you. So what's new at National Barbecue News?
Oh, man. So what's new is we're turning 30 years old. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary starting in January of publishing the magazine. So and sometimes I feel like an old guy talking about all the changes that I've seen in the publishing world over the past 30 years. It's kind of crazy. So I almost feel like a kid every day I walk into the office because I know I'm fixing to learn something new in the world of social media or digital publishing or something like that. But we are definitely honored to be around and hanging around for that long, serving the barbecue community for sure.
Kels, what changes have you seen in the barbecue community or competitions, if you will, since you started 30 years ago to today? And I mean, that's a really loaded question because there can be a million answers. But
we may not have that long, but yeah. I'll definitely. Number one, man, and that's where we actually got our start from in the late 80s. We were riding around my dad and his fishing buddy. We had a little booth put together back then. Let me get this back up for a minute before we actually got to that point. This was before KCBS, and everything was on-site judging like they do at the Memphis in May event.
Sure.
The Barbecue Network. So that was where we started before KCBS was actually going strong. So we had our little setup all on a flatbed trailer hooked behind a truck. There was two families of us. A lot of times we would go and we'd get four or five motel rooms wherever we were at. But we would go six, seven events a year, the two families, and do our thing cooking. Now, you know, fast forward today, you see everybody with their enclosed trailers. Nobody ever leaves. And everything is turned in blind box, to an extent. But and everybody's usually, you don't see too many of the cooks out and about at the competitions. A lot of times they stay in the trailers busy focusing on what their turn-ins and what they're trying to cook. But when we were starting, there was no social media, no internet. That was the reason. Now, believe it or not, that was the one reason we started the magazine back in 1990 was a way to not only promote what we were doing, but with barbecue and the world of barbecue, promote it as a whole, but also to let people know what was happening with our calendar of events, with the different competitions and meetups and meetings that were happening throughout the country. That was the go-to source. back there before the internet and all that got started. So then as we get into the internet area, of course, then the forums come. We had at one time we had one of the largest barbecue forums in the country. We had about 15,000 people at one time signed up on our forum, early days. But, you know, so now that's changed to Facebook and all the different groups. And now it's just an instant type deal versus, you know, printing it in a magazine and mailing it out and people taking a month to figure out, you know, what all is going on. Now it's like a second.
Right.
Before everybody knows. But yeah, so that's a few things, you know, that we've just been able to witness changes over the past 30 years. There's a ton more, of course, but, you know, just I never ceases to amaze me at how everything, no matter what is transpiring on the competition circuit or what's happening, somebody in the backyard is duplicating or practicing that before they go to a competition. So that's where all the really cool stuff is happening, is in people's backyards and in their test kitchens and all that. So
I would think that Kels, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I would think that on the printed version of the magazine, that may be one that you hold out one or two stories for and put that in the printed version. I know some of the larger magazines are doing that, and some of the sports magazines, golf magazines and things, they'll put one in the printed version that you can't find online. And that makes it worthwhile to keep your subscription up.
Yeah, well, Business 101 tells us, you know, if you have two revenue sources, to make them identical is not going to work.
So, right.
Yeah, you absolutely make them change up a little different so that both of them are tangible and both of them are wanted. So, yep, absolutely. And we do the same thing. We actually have a combination rate where you can get the digital issue, which is a flipping book type deal, and it will definitely not have 100% of the same information that the printed version has. Absolutely.
No, that's a good thing. We've got a couple of minutes here before we go to break, Kel. So is there something that sticks out in your mind as one prominent event that happened that kind of changed the face of barbecue over the last few years?
Oh, mercy, man. There's been several that have changed barbecue as a whole, you know, as far as competition world and all that. But as far as really making a difference in the barbecue world, I got to say the guys, when they showed up at Joplin, Missouri, after the tornadoes there and started cooking, and it's the birthplace of where Operation Barbecue Relief started, you know, when
right.
you see what they've done now versus where they started. And I can tell you this, even before those guys got started and got their nonprofit status and all that, there were several others who had come along earlier, tried to start that type of group or association, whatever you want to call it, to act as a disaster relief group. But they never were able to pull the strings together and all like Stan Hayes and those guys have now. So,
right.
As far as being influential and changing, helping people or doing something different, that would be the one single event that started a group that has made a lot of difference. I think you're up over way over 3 million meals now total served since their start. But yeah, to me, that's the coolest, biggest thing change I've seen that really has impacted a bunch of lives over the years, the last few years.
Oh, I think it's great. We've had Stan on the show and talked to him, of course, and we've had Randolph and some of these other guys on the show.
Yep.
And incredible stuff that they're doing, and they have to be commended for it because it's a big job, and you got people in distress, and their lives are sometimes they feel that their entire lives are ruined because of whatever the disaster took from them, and right. and these guys are there saying, no, it's okay, we got your back, we're going to make sure you get fed, and there's other people that are making sure that they've got, you know, clean clothes, blankets, cell phones to communicate with people. So it's a really good deal. We got to take a break. I'm kind of running long on time here with my buddy Kel Phelps from National Barbecue News, but we're going to be back in just a minute and talk some more about, guess what, barbecue and barbecue news. Stay with us. Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, and we've got Kel Phelps from the National Barbecue News with us. Before we chat with Kel's a little more, you can email us, which is bbqnation@salempdx.com. You can go to the SoundCloud app and find shows, Barbecue Nation JT. And, of course, we have Facebook and Twitter and all Reddit and all kinds of stuff. And we have affiliates, of course, in KSEY in Seymour, Texas, and WCGO in Chicago. We'd like to thank them for being with us this week on the Envision Radio Network. So back to Kel's. When you meet people, and you do, you get around to you know, Memphis in May, KCBS, Kansas City Royal, you're at a lot of the big cook-offs and stuff like that. Is there one thread they have in common besides they love to barbecue and maybe compete? But is there, you know, what is it that kind of brings these people together?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this, and I've heard this over and over again. I think Mike Mills come up with this saying a long time ago, but it's just the nature of the barbecue world that is so different. You know, you don't. Mike said it best one time when he said, "You know, the pizza guys, you don't see those guys getting together and having a good time like the barbecue guys do." So, but it's almost like a family. And I know if you hang out much on social media, you'll see a bunch of people that'll use the hashtag barbecue family or whatever, but it really is and truly is a almost like a family culture together.
Right.
And those that have been around for years are usually the ones that will step up and do anything in their power to help the next upcoming guy. So, and over the years, we've seen these guys who come in who are, I don't know, we call them profit kings, but they come in to profit for themselves, or they think they're going to make a big killing, and they're almost standoffish to the group, but yet they're doing their own thing. A lot of times those guys won't last in the world. But the core group that's been around and is in and out and that you see and hear about on a weekly, monthly basis, that group would give the shirt off their back if they thought they could help one of their own brothers, without a doubt. So that, to me, that's the difference between us, the barbecue group or barbecue family, and the rest of the world. So.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, we've had, it's not as prevalent. The competitions aren't as prevalent out here in the Northwest where I live, but even in the ones that are around, and I go to some of them. I don't announce who I am or anything. I just kind of go spectate and look and stuff. But there's a pretty good chunk of camaraderie there between the people.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what, man? It even that, you know, talking about competitions or whatever, I mean, that spills over into the backyard or tailgating or whatever. I mean, that's, you'll see a lot of times, or we don't see it, but we hear stories about, well, my neighbor was cooking and invited me over to come show me his new grill. And, man, that's how I got hooked on it. And he was showing me, you know, how to do this and how to do that. So it's almost like a, It's almost like a following with barbecue that goes along with that, wanting to share, wanting to teach, and pass it on down to the next guy in line. So,
you know, I was at a competition a few years ago here in Oregon, and it was local, but it was pretty well attended. There was a group of firemen down below Salem, Oregon, that was putting this together. It was a benefit. They did a great job. Anyway, there was a guy there that had signed up, and he had his Weber kettle, and he had never done this before. I mean, that's about all he had was a couple of bags of charcoal and a Weber kettle. And he came by, and I was talking to a friend of ours, Jesse Henry, who was I don't know if Jesse's still competing anymore. He moved back to Oklahoma, but I'm sure he is. But this guy was asking me, like, what do I do? You know, what do I do? And I thought, well, I'm probably not the guy to ask, actually. I said, you see that big guy down there? And he said, yeah. I said, he'll help you. Trust me, he'll help you. He'll give you some advice because, you know, he can't take all day and teach you how to cook everything, but he will give you some advice that will help you. And I talked to Jesse after the event, you know, I don't know, the next week or whatever it was. And he said, yeah. He said the guy came and talked to him. So that was really a nice thing that he took time to do that.
Yeah, man, and you would not believe how often that happens. Read a real good article that happened last week, a guy here in Florida, or down in Florida, with a backyard guy, had competed in several different backyard events, and the contest actually needed him to step up, or needed a couple teams to step up, so it became a qualifier for the Jack Daniels World Championship.
Sure.
And sure enough, man, he stepped up and he did his first pro event. And, man, he posted about how overwhelmed he was with the number of people who come and offered help, assistance, running boxes, helping to with garnish for his boxes, all that stuff. You know, let me back up. I think that was an FBA event, so they don't put garnish in the boxes there. But, the idea was they were just helping him because he stepped up to help them become a qualifier.
Sure. No, that's important, too. So that, I mean.
Yeah, that happens on a weekly basis, no matter where you're at in Florida, New Mexico, California, New England. You'll see some of that same stuff happening regardless.
Yeah, the only thing you can't do is pour liquid smoke on your barbecue because I judged a charity deal for that one time, and somebody you couldn't even take this stuff out of the box, man. You opened that lid and it was like, holy moly, you know, like that. Other than that, the rest of them, the other 10, 20 turn-ins that we got, whatever it was fantastic. But
yep.
I just remembered that because they had us kind of sequestered in a hotel room across the street, big suite, and we were all sitting there, and they'd bring up plexus like that, and so we opened that one, and that smell just went through the whole room, and everybody went, oh, no, that's not going to work.
Same way, every once in a while, you'll catch somebody using lighter fluid, and they don't let it burn off real good.
Yeah.
Same thing there, man. I mean, almost cross your eyes.
yeah, it will. Kel, stick around. We're going to be back with more Barbecue Nation and my buddy Kel Phelps from the National Barbecue News. If you do not subscribe, you should, because it's fun and you learn a lot. And they got great columnists there and great stories about competitions. And sometimes they do great stories about renegades like me. Anyway, we will be back right after this. Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Welcome back to the Nation, Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, and we're talking with Kel Phelps today from National Barbecue News. And as we've said many times on the show, and we're very happy about that, this segment of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. beef the way nature intended. For more information, go to PaintedHillsNaturalBeef.com. And actually, you can now buy some things direct from Painted Hills Natural Beef, some of their jerkies and sausages, and even a couple of steak packages. So they got a little store icon up there. When you get to their website, click on that. It'll show you the menu. Good to go. So let's go back and talk with Kel Phelps here, my buddy that runs the National Barbecue News. Well, I guess we could tell him, too, that, you know, you said you've made an alliance with Meathead. You're also making an alliance with us here at Barbecue Nation. So that's kind of a cool thing, too. You'll be a regular, and we'll be talking about the content of National Barbecue News on a regular basis.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, there's plenty of room in the barbecue world for us, and I do know this. The more that we stay together, the stronger we'll all be. Absolutely.
I think so. I mean, you look at it. You got... Like I said before, use the number 70 million people, not just 10 or 15,000 people that compete. That's a lot of people. We can't get to them all. So, you know, we're going to try. So a little stuff on the personal side here. What have you learned, not just about barbecue, but about publishing and life since you took over National Barbecue News from your folks?
Man... Wow, time flies so fast. No matter what you're doing, you really need to enjoy what you're doing, because if you don't enjoy it, life becomes really hard. So real quick, man, I was part of the deal when my mom and dad retired from the newspaper industry. I stayed on with a corporation that bought them. I had to sign a contract to work with them for a while, but I went from a mom and pop shop to a corporate number manager type deal, and I didn't mind it. I enjoyed the work, but man, when you went from hour to salary, and they didn't care if you worked 200 hours a week, that left a really bad taste in my mouth, and I learned real quick how miserable life can be when you're not happy doing what you're doing on a daily basis. So that's when I actually fell asleep, and that's how this whole thing got started. I fell asleep on the way home after a 36-hour shift, and so I just, by the grace of God, I lived. I didn't die, and I was ready to do something different, and that was when I asked Daddy and Doc. My dad and Doc Gillis, were they ready to totally retire and sell the magazine? And they said, well, if you can get the bank to loan you X number of dollars, then we'll sell it to you. Well, Monday morning I was at the bank, and they scratched his head. He said, how much? And anyway, give me the contract. I signed it, and the only thing I know is they were very, very right when they said, son, we don't think you're going to get rich doing this, but if you go away hungry, it's going to be your own fault.
That's true.
that's the philosophy we've been using now for about 20 years. So.
Well, you know, it's kind of like this. I've been in the radio and television, but radio predominantly for a long time. And there's been times I've made... you know, good numbers. I'm talking dollars. But, you know, unless you're one of the big guys out of New York or something, you're not going to make a ton of money. But I don't, that's okay. Because I enjoy this. I enjoy doing my golf show. I enjoyed doing the horse show stuff and the rodeo stuff over the years that I did. It's okay because I get to meet a lot of nice people. I get to talk to a lot of nice people. You know, our stuff is never confrontational. So, you know, you get a lot of invites to go to dinner. A lot of times they want you to cook, but that's okay. You know,
yeah.
but yeah, I think, if you're not enjoying what you're doing and you're not happy, you get above 50 years old, you start figuring out that you really got to be happy. 'Cause if you're not, you're just a miserable wretch. So,
and I can tell you, man, you know, people have no idea. I mean, hours. Me and Janet, and Janet's my better half, my wife. I couldn't do it without her. But, you know, if we whittled this thing down to an hourly rate and people knew how much we were making per hour, they would probably say, are you kidding me?
Right. 37 cents. Yeah.
Yeah, right. But it is so fun when somebody has not a clue, but they're excited. They want to learn a little bit. So they get start watching on Facebook, or they get the magazine and get a sample issue, and they like do a recipe, and then they, oh man, that was the best thing. So I got to have a subscription for my son now. I want to teach him how to cook, you know. And to see that and know that traditions are going to be passed down is going to keep the barbecue world going. That is, to me, that's what lets the 37 cent per hour pay the price. That's what I call is priceless. So.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you can't, you know, this show is 2 hours a week. Was 1 hour. Now it's 2 hours, depending on where you're at in the network. And that's fine. I enjoy both hours. Got a great archive of some shows. And then I enjoy doing, you know, all the live shows and fresh shows and all that stuff. But when you look at the prep to go into a show like this, it's not just like I call Kel up and say, hey, you got an hour you can give me? And we just start talking. I mean, you got to go in, you got to do your research, you got to do your prep work. You know, you got to do the scheduling work. If anybody looked at my schedule, it literally looks like a checkerboard, you know, with interviews and then talking with sponsors and talking with network people. And, you know, and it's all good. I enjoy it. I really do.
Yeah.
But you don't see where it says like six blank days in a row for the fat guy here.
Uh-uh. Yeah. That's right.
That isn't happening.
I hear you.
Yeah, it isn't happening. So what does your wife think of all this? I mean, I know she's your better half, and I know she puts up with you, and I know she's so kind every time I talk to her on the phone. But what does she really think?
Oh, man. She knows without a doubt we are blessed beyond measure. Our office is actually here on our in the house. I mean, we've got it where we can kind of close it off or whatever, but it allows her mom to stay with us now. And so we kind of get to work crazy hours if we need to. Me with a junior in high school, you know, there's sometimes I miss some things being gone. Matter of fact, in the latest issue, my baby girl wrote an article about, you know, her perspective on the barbecue family.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things she said, you know, was that she loved barbecue. It's her life, and she enjoys it. But at the same time, for her, it's kind of been a sacrifice because I've been gone and I've missed some of those key moments, you know, some of those key events because I've had to be on the road gone and doing. But that she knows when she checks the Facebook or she sees me doing what it is I'm doing, she knows I'm happy. And that, to her, is almost priceless, too. So even though it was a sacrifice for her, she understands it. So at 17 years old, you know, you try not to miss too many of those times, but sometimes you have to do it. But then again, and with her coming up being a senior next year, we'll work around and do some of those things a little different, so that we can make sure and hit those key moments as well, because this will be her last go-around, kind of, sort of. So.
We're going to take a break here on The Nation. Kel and I will be back in just a couple minutes, so please stay with us.
By the courthouse, they're starting to unwind.
Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Welcome back to the Barbecue Nation on the Envision Radio Networks. Thank you, everybody, for letting us share your time this afternoon. We've got Kel Phelps with us from National Barbecue News. Real quickly, hour two coming up will be Max Good, one of our friends from Amazing Ribs, and Max is going to be talking about some different stuff that he's tested, too, for Amazing Ribs grills and thermometers and tongs and all kinds of stuff. So you won't want to miss that. Kels, how can they find you? How can people find you?
Oh, man, it's real simple on the website. It's barbecuenews.com. Just spell it out. B-A-R-B-E-C-E news.com. Check us Facebook. Man, we always got something happening there as well. Or Twitter. Barbecue News Magazine from there, and you can follow us along. And if you really, really want to see what we're into, just Google search the hashtag Now That's Smoking, and you can see what we've been up to on all the platforms in the last 20 or 30 days.
There you go. I know you show up on my Twitter feed, so.
Yeah, man. You know, I have to be careful on the Twitter.
Yeah.
A lot of politics goes on over there, but there's a lot of barbecue happening there, too. So we try to stay toward the smoking and barbecue side and grilling side versus the political side, for sure.
Oh, I pretty much stay away from the politics. I mean, it make your head explode, first of all, and I don't care which side you're on. Your head will explode. And secondly, you know, on my site, we talk about, or on my feed, we talk about barbecue, the shows, the golf stuff that we do, little cooking, and the veterans. And that's about it.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's the way it's supposed to be. But I don't know. I've tried to put some filters on to try to stop just so I don't. I have to see some of that other stuff, but man, some of those guys are pretty irate when they get into their politics. But hey, there's some people irate and ornery about their barbecue too. So, but we'll welcome them. It's some of those other guys we want to veer away from.
You want to just kind of slide them right out of off the list, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Do you have a bucket list? We got a couple minutes left here in the regular show, and hope you're going to stick around for the after hours, but.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a bucket list for your career that you'd like to do?
Oh, man. A bucket list. Holy moly. I do, man. Believe it or not, I want to go to Brazil, and I want to see those guys cook the whole sides of beef at the big festivals they do there.
It's impressive. I've seen it.
Yeah, we've covered it a couple times and, you know, seen photos and videos and all that stuff, but that's one of the things that I really want to go. I want to go cook it that way. I want to go down to Mexico to the head deal they have down there. Mark Lambert's going to get me set up one of these days to go down with them and do that. And I've met those guys when they come here to the States a couple times. And so that's my bucket list, is a couple of those festivals that are just totally different from anything we see here in the United States, but it just a diversification of how barbecue's cooked, man. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you go to Brazil, have them teach you how to cook Brahma hump. It's good.
Brahma hump. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've eaten it, and you'd have thought it had been just all gristle and gnarly, and it was actually some of the most tender meat I'd ever tasted.
Wow. Okay.
I could, you know, the language barrier, them speaking Portuguese and me speaking Scotch and soda, did not work out really well at times.
Well, that Southern slang I have probably not going to work out real well either.
Well, you know, it just sounds, I'm not being insulting, but it just sounds like you were talking in the same fluency as I was, except you didn't have the scotch and soda in their ears, you know.
That's right. Sometimes Siri even questions what I'm trying to say to her. So I can imagine what somebody speaking Portuguese is trying to think when I'm talking. So.
Well, they just look at you like, not like you're from Mars or anything. They're just like, and they walk away. You know, they don't even bother. Because you try speaking Spanish to them, and I can speak a little Spanish, and they're like, no. Anyway, Kells, he's going to stick around for the after-hour show that you can only hear online. But we got to wrap up the regular show. And like I said, we got Max Good coming up in the next hour. Kells, thanks very much for being on the show today.
Hey, man, thank you guys. And always an honor, and looking forward to doing it again soon, brother.
You got it. You got it. Don't forget, you can look up National Barbecue News. Click on there, get a subscription. I recommend it. For everybody here at the studio, we're heading out. You take care. Have a great weekend.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Envision Networks and Salem Media Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2019.